It's the Community Spotlight, Scratching the Surface edition here on 91.3 KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman, very happy to be joined over the phone with Dr. Caitlin Ahrens, the KUAF Pluto Manager. Caitlin, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Of course, listeners know Scratching the Surface. You produced for some years as you worked with the Planetarian Sciences Department at the U of A. Well, we've moved on from there. You are now a postdoctoral at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Of course, your specialty, both here at the University of Arkansas and I'm guessing there at Goddard, is kind of like a space geologist. Real quickly, catch us up on your focus in the solar system.
So, landing the nickname Pluto Manager from the University of Arkansas Space Center is that I studied Pluto. This job, however, is now landing me on the moon. So looking at how ice behaves at the lunar poles. So going from Pluto to the lunar surface is a bit of a switch. But as far as geology goes, it's extremely different. The chemistry is very different, but the challenge is very exciting, to say the least.
I know it's in the plans of getting humans back to the moon in, what, possibly a few years. Why are we so interested in the moon again?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is that there's been talk about us going to Mars at some point. And so for us to even get to Mars, it would be nice for us to make sure that our technology is where we think it is. Our technology has completely exponentially grown and advanced in 47 years' time, which was the last time we even set foot on the moon.
Wow.
And so with this huge boom of technology, we want to make sure we can land people on the moon correctly, maybe even build a base, and have the moon as that stepping stone toward eventually putting people on Mars. Also, there's a lot of mysteries still left unsolved about our moon as far as origins and why the moon, where did the moon come from? Why is the moon as big as it is?
Speaking with Dr. Caitlin Ahrens, the KUAF Pluto Manager, now at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Okay, of course, people know you from Scratching the Surface here on KUAF, heard every Friday at 2:04 p.m. during Science Friday. And I know that we're coming up on, you're about to release quite a few of them. What are some of the topics that our listeners can kind of think about that might be coming up on the horizon with Scratching the Surface?
Oh, we have some exciting episodes coming up indeed. I'm going to go through a lot of the neat missions that we hope to have planned for the lunar surface. There's some weird geology on Pluto that's just been recently discovered as well. And certainly some weird stuff that we never really thought about as far as Titan's and Jupiter's moons.
Oh, boy, you know, Titan's always been a favorite of mine because it's just so intriguing. Real quickly, some personal things for me, a couple of things. The helicopter on Mars, quick impression. And secondly, follow-up question, your opinion of the series For All Mankind.
Yes. So Ingenuity is still going through its testing phase. We had some slight software hiccups not too long ago, just a couple days ago. Where its flight was delayed, but hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll still go well. So we're all ramping up and ready for it to at least do a quick little test flight. And then the series For All Mankind, oh my. oh my. There's a lot to take in with that series. To be sure.
I described it to a friend yesterday as Falcon Crest on the moon. But I real quickly, you know, I think some of the science is there, but I bet there's some, especially as a solar doctor of the solar system, there are probably some glaring omissions in the science, huh?
Yeah. But you know what? I guess I think that's the fun of it, though, where if you realize that, yeah, that may be ridiculous, but there's an underlying side of that that we scientists are still thinking about the crazy ideas.
Dr. Caitlin Ahrens, the KUAF Pluto manager, now located in Maryland with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. And as we said, get ready for some fresh scratching the surfaces coming up with the latest happenings taking place in the solar system. Caitlin, thanks so much. Always good to hear from you. Can't wait to hear some of these new episodes.
Thank you so much.
The Community Spotlight and KUAF, from Maryland to Fayetteville, Arkansas, local matters.